This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 234,000 people have now died as a result of COVID-19 virus globally, and health officials have now confirmed more than 3.3 million cases. In the United States, nearly 64,000 people have died from it, and there are nearly 1.1 million infections. U.S. President Donald Trump is speculating that China could have unleashed the coronavirus on the world due to some kind of horrible mistake, and his intelligence agencies say that they are still examining a notion put forward by the president and aides that the pandemic may have resulted from an accident at a Chinese lab. Scientists suggest that the virus spread from an animal to a human. The intel agencies did debunk the conspiracy theory that the virus was man-made or genetically modified. China said speculation, like Mr. Trump's, is unfounded and purely fabricated out of nothing. Hundreds of protesters, some armed, gathered at Michigan's state capitol in Lansing on Thursday, objecting to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's request to extend emergency powers to combat COVID-19. Many people at Thursday's American Patriot rally, including militia groups carrying firearms, appeared to be ignoring state social distancing guidelines as they clustered together within 6 feet of one another. Police allowed more than 100 protesters to peacefully enter the Capitol building, where they crammed shoulder to shoulder and sought access to legislative chambers, some of them carrying long guns and a few of them wearing face masks. The Chinese National Health Commission on Friday said that the end of reporting Thursday, the Chinese mainland reported 12 new confirmed cases of COVID-19, of which six were imported, five from Shanghai, one from Fujian province. This is VOA News. Beijing will open public parks to visitors over five-day May 1st holiday, but at 30% capacity at coronavirus cases or as coronavirus cases subside in the country where the pandemic began. Large-scale group activities will be put on hold and visitors will have to book tickets online. Beijing has lowered its level of emergency response to the virus, but temperature checks and social distancing remain in force. Key tourist sites like the ancient Forbidden City, passed home to China's emperors, remain closed to the public. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Britain was now past the peak of its coronavirus outbreak and promised to set out a lockdown exit strategy next week. Holding his first news conference Thursday since recovering from COVID-19 and a day after his fiancée gave birth, Johnson urged Britons to stick with restrictions designed to slow the spread. He said there would be a menu of options on how the lockdown would be relaxed, but he didn't give any further details on a time frame. Britain now has the second highest official COVID-19 death toll in Europe, with nearly 27,000 deaths. Thursday also marked the deadline for Britain to reach its target of 100,000 daily tests. Latest figures showed that they were more than 18,000 short of that number a day earlier. Puerto Rico is taking its first tentative steps in relaxing a nearly two-month lockdown for the coronavirus pandemic, while health officials warn that the U.S. territory is relying on faulty statistics and has not yet seen its peak of cases. Governor Wanda Vasquez announced Thursday night that starting Monday, certain sectors, including finance, construction, and manufacturing, will be open or reopen. Other businesses also allowed to reopen on weekdays include laundromats, moving services, and those that repair elevators and air conditioning units. The retail trade, barbershops, and beauty salons will be allowed to operate beginning in mid to late May. The lockdown for everyone else is being extended until May 25th. NASA on Thursday said that it would split $967 million among three companies. That's SpaceX, owned by Elon Musk, Blue Origin, owned by Jeff Bezos, and Dynetics, in order to build lunar landing systems that can carry astronauts to the moon by 2024. That's an accelerated deadline from the White House. Details on the specific amount of money each company will receive was not immediately known. The next manned mission to the moon will require leaps in robotic technologies and a plan for NASA to work with three companies to design and develop human landing systems. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.